It's a lot of fun every month. We get to speak to someone from the San Jose Giants, one of the better farm clubs in all of baseball. They're always in the playoffs. They'll be in the playoffs again this year. All the top pitchers are down there in the Giants organization. You're going to hear a lot of those names. We've had them on here. We had Ty Block on. We had Clayton Blackburn on. We had Crick on.
Yep.
And of course, you had Andy Skiles on. Well, we're going to go to the hitting side today. And this is someone who opened a lot of eyes, Pat, in spring training. He's having an excellent year at San Jose this year. He's 23 years old. He's a right-handed hitter. He's 6'5", 240, and I wish he was in left field for the Giants today. And I mean the San Francisco Giants. And well, let's bring in Mac Williamson. Mac, how are you?
Hey, Mac.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing terrific. Nice to have you on the show. And as I say, 23 years old, and we'd love to. We got a spot for you here when you're ready.
Well, you know, I'd love to be there as soon as I can.
All right. Let's tell us a little bit about yourself, though, because in looking at, up about you, high school, of course, you're from Wake Forest. You went to college in Wake Forest, which is a great ACC school and maybe one of the better academic schools down
there. Yeah, tiny student enrollments, very small
school. It's right in Winston-Salem, right, Mac?
That's right, that's right. It's a very tiny school, just above 4,000 students. So it's a very small school, and sometimes a lot of people out here don't haven't ever heard of it.
I like the mascot.
Demon Deacons.
That's right.
I like
very
the mascot.
Very intriguing.
Isn't the mascot, it looks like Mr. Peanut, is that the guy?
No, it looks like a demon, like a devil, right? Do they even have,
right,
Mac, do they even have a guy at the football games in the costumes like the Philly Fanatic would be or something like that?
Yeah, he's got a little, he's like a little deacon with a top hat on. And
You're right, Marty.
That's right, I tell you, he looks like Mr. Peanut.
You're right, Marty.
All right, but you were a pitcher in high school and a tremendous pitcher in North Carolina. What made you switch to the outfield?
Well, my senior year of high school, I had a shoulder injury. I tore my labrum in my shoulder. And when I got to college, as soon as I got to campus in the fall, I had surgery on my shoulder. So that redshirted me my first year. And in the meantime, while I was having surgery, the coaching staff underwent a change. The entire coaching staff was fired, and they brought in new coaches. And, you know, I don't know how much you know about labrum surgeries, but it's pretty hard to overcome that as a pitcher. So when the new coaches came in, I just asked for an opportunity to play a position in the outfield. I thought that gave me the best opportunity to focus on hitting and display my skills, and also I'd gotten a little bit faster as time has gone on. So the new coaches gave me an opportunity, and I won a starting spot.
Boy, nice. And college career, did you hit with the power in college as well?
I did.
Yeah, good.
I did. I led the ACC 2 of the 3 years I was there in home runs.
Wow.
Well, that's fantastic, Mac. Hey, looking just, you're a big dude, 6'5", 240. Were you ever tempted to get into the game of football? You know, down there in Dixie, a lot of big guys will play football, but big guys will come play baseball, too. There's a cat by the name of Bumgarner here that's from North Carolina. Did you ever pick
that's
up the
right.
pigskin?
Well, I trained a little bit with my high school football team. They wanted me to be a tight end, but I just had too many people I knew, my granddad, my best friend's dad, just too many people had knee injuries that kind of cut their baseball career short. And, you know, I didn't want to get my baseball career cut short because I felt like that's where, you know, I had a passion for baseball and that's where my future was headed. So, you know, I just worked out with them and just focused on baseball. And, Madison was 1 year ahead of me graduating in high school. So he was a big deal back then.
Did you know him at all in high school?
I didn't know him. I knew of him. He went to school about 2 or 2.5 hours away from me, so I never met him. But obviously, he was such a big name and such a big prospect at the time that, you know, if you were in the baseball world, you know who he was.
Wow. All right. Mac Williamson is with us. Nice young man, and obviously 23 years old at the San Jose Giants. And voted, how do you like this, number one power hitter in the Cal League. That must have made you feel
That's
good.
Huge.
Yeah, I thought that was very generous. Some people were tweeting congratulations at me, and I had to figure out what exactly they were talking about. But yeah, no, that's extremely. I was extremely honored at that, and you know, obviously, when I went to look at that, a couple of the other guys on the team got honored as well. You had Ty got honored for his, you know, awesome control, and then you had Blackburn for his curveball and Crick for his fastball. So it was pretty cool to see a few of the other guys on the team getting recognized as well.
No, it's great because you guys are the future here in a year or two in this ballpark. I'm sure of that. The other thing that I look up, some of your numbers, 9 stolen bases, no caught stealing, and you're a big boy. Did it just get out of the way for you?
I think I take them by surprise every now and then. I think as a bigger guy, they don't really anticipate me trying to take the extra 90 feet. So anytime I can put myself in scoring position or get to third with less than 2 outs and maybe score on a pass ball or something like that, any way we can steal a run, I mean, getting an extra 90 feet is very important, and it'll only become more important, up the ladder and eventually if I'm able to make it to AT&T. I mean, the games in our league of the Giants are playing are, 4-3 and 5-4 and 3-2, and any extra run anywhere you can get it is much needed.
Hey, well, Mac, let me ask you this. For those of us who haven't toured the California League and gone to Rancho Cucamonga and all these other places and the Lancaster Jethawks or something like that, I mean, there's a few teams out there that we may not have seen the park. What parks are the best for hitting long balls in?
Lancaster actually is probably the best, only because the wind blows out at about 30 miles an hour every day. It's a big park, but that's compensated by the fact that the wind just blows howls out. Inland and Rancho are very close to each other, just outside of Los Angeles, and they play very similar. The dimensions are very similar. The wind blows slightly out to right center field, and they play pretty true because they're fairly big ballparks. High Desert is exactly what it sounds like. It's in the desert, so the ball flies there. And then Lake Elsinore, the ball really doesn't fly Lake Elsinore. The park is very large. And if you're playing a day game or early in the evening when the sun's shining off the center field batter's eye, it's not a fun place to be as a hitter or as a catcher. I was talking to Jeff Arnold, our catcher, the other day about some of the places in the league that are easy and hard to see at the plate versus catching, because he's our catcher, and he said Lake Elsinore is one of the worst. So,
wow.
But anyway, yeah, I would say High Desert and Lancaster are probably the two best places. If you got a guy that's at High Desert with a ton of home runs, it may not be as legit as you think.
All right, that's good.
That's like Reno in the AAA, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
There are places in Texas elevated place in Texas that was like that as well. Hey, what did you major in at Wake Forest?
Well, I didn't graduate because I left as a junior last year when the Giants drafted me, but I was pursuing a degree in finance and a master's in accounting.
Wow, very nice.
Hey, one more question about Wake Forest is I work on the morning show here at KNBR. It's the Giants flagship, Mac, and my buddy Brian Murphy, who's the host of the show, a nephew went to Wake Forest, Connor Murphy. And
yeah,
he played at Wake
Connor.
Forest. You know Connor, right?
Connor played baseball with me for, I think, 1 year. And then I don't know if he transferred and then came back to Wake or what exactly the deal was, but I do know Connor. He's friends with my girlfriend, and he's a good kid, really good kid.
Yeah,
is he playing rugby now? Or?
Yeah, I think he took off the baseball spikes for the rugby cleats.
Boy. Yeah, I think he plays rugby now. So, yep. But, yeah, Connor's a great dude.
Cool.
Man, small world, huh?
Isn't it?
Small world.
Very small.
Yeah, all right, let me give Max numbers here for the fans, and we appreciate you being on. 438 at-bats, Pat, 75 runs, 121 hits, but 24 doubles, 2 triples, 19 homers and 66 RBIs, an OPS of 829, Mac.
Nice.
What do you have to work on? Because you do this at another level, and I think we're going to see you pretty soon.
Well, I think there's always room for improvement. I think if you break down the numbers from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, you'll see that they've improved slowly. But I don't think there's ever, an end game in making adjustments. I mean, even the guys in the big leagues now, I mean, Posey was an MVP. I mean, he's still making adjustments. So I think I need to continue. I think the experience that I've gotten this year has been, invaluable. Being able to get as many plate appearances, as many at-bats, as many pitches as I have this year has really been, crucial to my game and my development. And I think, I need to continue to learn the mental side of the game as well. I need to understand better, as I go higher, the pitchers are going to get better, they're going to be smarter, they're going to be doing different things, and I need to learn along with them what they're trying to do to me, I need to understand and be honest with myself about what my weaknesses are so that I can improve on those so that I'm less of an easy out once they find those weaknesses. So I think there's always room for improvement, and I think the more I get to play, the more chances I have at improving.
Wonderful. Well, it's great. I'm excited for you. Now, I was down in spring training. We're down there the whole time. And all of a sudden, we heard someone hit 3 home runs in a game, and that was you. And what was that day like?
That was pretty special. That was my first spring training game, besides the inter-squad games we play. It was the first real game that I played in, and my first at-bat, I think I had a man on second and third, or maybe just third, and 2 outs, and I struck out on a lefty curveball in the dirt, and I was kind of frustrated because it was my very first spring training at bat, runner in scoring position, and I didn't come through. And then the next 3 at bats, I guess you could say I got lucky, because hitting 3 home runs in a game doesn't happen very often, but that was extremely fun, and it was really cool to kind of open some eyes and just kind of start with a bang and show some of the other guys what you could do.
Well, it's terrific, and I was thrilled for you. But as soon as that happened, the name went around the camp. Let me tell you, what's up for the winter for you? Have they talked about what you may do this winter?
I don't know. The team was really focused on the trade deadline and what they were going to do in regards to that. And when that ended, I think they shifted their focus on inside the organization on what they wanted the guys to do postseason-wise, whether it's Instructional League or Arizona Fall League or some winter league in Venezuela or the Dominican Republic or something.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard. I have my agent working, talking to Bobby Evans and some of the front office staff to try to figure out exactly what their plan is for me for this fall, because I'd like to know, where I'm going to be and go ahead and start focusing on that once the season's over.
Well, I'd love to see you in Arizona, the Fall League, but we'll see. Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, and Mac, I just got to ask you, Giants fans love nicknames. How'd you get the nickname Mac?
Well, it was somebody that my parents worked with. His name was Mac, and they were very fond of him. He was a great guy, a great friend to them, and they decided that, when they had a kid, after my first, my brothers were born, they were twins, so they kind of got their hands full at the very beginning. They decided that they'd name one of the kids McKenzie, and he went by Mac, so that I'd go by Mac as well.
Awesome. Ah, right,
great story.
Yeah.
Boy, pleasure to have you on. It really is just a pleasure to have you on, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in spring training and maybe in the Fall League in October and November. But you're having a great season, and congratulations to you.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys a lot for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I tell you what,
thank
Marty,
you,
Mac, he's got
everybody we've had on.
They're Blackburn. All nice, nice young men. But this guy, man, just is very comfortable and cool and confident. Yeah, well, more importantly, he can hit it out of the ballpark.
He's
but got a good
6'5",
personality, too.
240,
yeah.
Right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
He's smart.
Yep.
He does strike out, but he understands what's happening. And,
sure.
And he wants to get better. He can run. Why not?
Right.
I mean, this, we talk about Kyle Crick and all this stuff.
Yeah.
After listening to this guy, and we want him to, be successful. But he's on the radar now.
Definitely.